Come on in, gang. How did we all have two microphones? We'll have to share. It looks like they took the entire staff here. So, no. Dina, maybe you can give us a little intro to what we've got going on in our studio and who we have
here. This morning, for Chamba Chat, we have Meeker Manor Rehab Center. And I'm sure that they're going to talk about some big, exciting, really great news that they've got. And I also want to mention that they are this year's photography sponsor for the Golf Scramble.
All right.
And that's a new sponsorship. And so we're really excited that they jumped on that.
Yeah. We obviously have Jamie and Hallie.
Yes. Yeah.
Huh? How about I get? I mean, I can even read looking across at their little name tags. So, first of all, Jamie, welcome in.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And it says Monarch on your sweater.
Yes.
So, tell us about you and your affiliation with Monarch.
Yes. So, my title is Regional Director of Business Development for Monarch Healthcare. I cover our West region, which includes Litchfield. So, I grew up in Howard Lake.
Just down the road.
So it's my stomping ground.
Yeah.
So love to be out in the community and marketing the Monarch facilities that we have in this West region.
And you must have several, I'm assuming.
We do. We have 45 across the entire state. We go all the way up to Virginia, Minnesota, and down to Faribault and out to Redwood Falls. So
about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're, I don't know, in the middle, but we're close enough to the middle. Let's just say we have the center of attention. And Abby, if you grab that microphone a little closer, or Allie, excuse me, grab that a little closer, I'm going to ask a couple questions.
Perfect.
First of all, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. You don't look even wet. How'd you do that?
Rain.
I see.
We're fast.
Dodging rain and drops. All right. So, Allie, tell us about you and your affiliation with Monarch.
Yeah, my name is Allie. I'm an administrator in training with Monarch. So I'm helping out. I've been at Litchfield for the past couple months.
Okay.
But I just kind of pop around the different facilities and help out for now.
Okay. All right. So when you're, as she does, you go to different Monarch facilities?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And tell us about what you see here at the Litchfield site and how the setup looks and what we can look for in the future.
Yeah, it's we're working on remodeling it right now. So right now it's a little bit under construction.
Sure. Got to do that, though.
We just got new floors in and the walls. It's really coming together well.
It really. We're about 95% there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
excellent. Yeah. Right. So we'll be having an open house for the community when it's completed.
Mm-hmm.
So you know anything with construction.
Stay tuned for that. Yeah.
We're going to wait until it's completed until we set a date. But it looks beautiful. We're super excited to show it to the community. It's been a long time coming.
All right. Yeah. Allie, I see you've got some notes in front of you as well. So let's let you go ahead and expound a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. We'll share.
So we're super excited to announce that as of May 1st, we became a veterans contracted facility.
That's a big thing.
So we are overjoyed to be able to serve the veteran population in the West. There's not a lot of beds for veterans, for short-term rehab, long-term care, hospice. So for us to be able to serve that population, we're just overjoyed.
And it's been a trip to either St. Cloud or the cities.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep. And within Monarch, our closest facilities were Metro, Mankato, Two Harbors. So to have something to offer in the Western Minnesota to serve our veterans is just, we're just overjoyed and
is this
excited.
Brand new to Monarch, or have some of your other facilities have been qualified for
we that? Have a few facilities in Roseville, Chisago City, Mankato, and Two Harbors. So for us to have even just in the West Metro, we don't have anything to offer for veterans, so we are just excited to be able to have that. And I know the veterans
they're going to be excited
County, and the veteran hospital in St. Cloud, just to have somewhere to refer patients to that's closer for families.
You know, I have to do a lot of my doctoring up in St. Cloud just because of my issues, but I'm working on even a project so that I can take care of some of those right here in our community, and that's It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. You know, yeah. It is, and it's an honor for us to be able to serve that population.
Yeah.
To have them be in a safe place and closer to families.
Yeah.
Growing up where I grew up, I understand people don't want to drive into the cities. I get it.
Yeah.
So it was a big project for us to finally get this.
Yeah. So now when you say you qualify for that, is that like, is it each year you have to requalify, or does that kind of set you up for a while, or how? Because I'm sure you don't want to go through that paperwork again.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
It's a laundry list of things that they look at.
Yeah.
They look at where there's beds available in I guess the area of the St. Cloud VA.
Mm-hmm.
They look at the quality of the care. They look at our state surveys. They look at bed availability.
Yeah.
Because there are some facilities that stay full, and it really doesn't do them any good if they don't have beds. So we have beds, and we have the ability to open additional beds if needed. So I think they looked at that, definitely, and the quality of our care.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that's excellent stuff. And Allie, what have you got else there? I know you got some stuff in front of you. I don't want to cut you short, you know. Jamie and I are just chatting away.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I also have the press release. So it was the same thing, just about the VA.
Sure.
It's been a big deal for us to have that opportunity.
Yeah. And you say you've been around to some of the others. Have you been around to a facility with the VA entitlement?
No, this is my first one.
All right.
First time.
Good. So you'll get to see how it all works firsthand. Part of your great learning that you're doing.
Yes.
So, yeah. All right. Very good. Anything else we need to add this morning? I know we're kind of getting overtime. We don't care. We got time. It's a rainy day.
Activities and things we have happening with the residents. And
oh, yeah. Yeah. What goes on? Tell us about what goes on a daily basis, or can go on.
Yeah, we have a wonderful activities director, and she does at least 3 activities a day. Recently, we've been starting to go on Wednesday outings.
Oh.
So they either go to Prospects or Muddy Cow.
Mm-hmm.
They're either Muddy Cow people or they're Prospects people.
Really?
So it depends on the week who's going.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, maybe they're some of the easier ones to get in, or the bigger tables to get at, or things like that. So, yeah. Well, good. So it sounds like it's a real active place, too. It's not just a nursing home, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we just had long-term care week last week, so we celebrated all week long. We did a carnival, and we did tie-dye, and all sorts of fun things.
All right. And we obviously have you as chamber members, because that's very important to our community. So, gals, I'd like to thank you for coming in. We're just going to have you stick around here a little bit while we get back over to Dina and say, hey, what's going on? What else is going on? One thing I got to remind you of.
Yes.
In a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cheeseburger Days at one of your places.
Yes.
You've never been here to a Cheeseburger Day.
I have not. Yeah, we're getting very close to 1 year. So,
yeah.
But that is one of the things that I didn't get to participate in.
Right.
Another thing I didn't get to participate in would be the annual memorial picnic.
Oh, okay.
That takes place over at the Opera House.
Right.
And I understand that's a really great event.
Mm-hmm.
That benefits the Meeker County Museum at the GAR Hall.
Right.
And if you have not visited the hall and the museum, they haven't for a while, it's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They've got things in there that, you know, may not occur to you that would have.
Speaking of veterans.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing that all happened right here in our backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. So those are coming. And then, of course, we'll move right into on the other end of the branch over there with the Visitors Bureau with the Parade of Bands coming up.
That's on June 17th.
So all that is just like days away now.
Yes.
Bringing down to it. And then these guys are helping you out at the golf tournament.
That's right. Photography sponsors.
And that is when the golf tournament?
The golf tournament will be Monday, June 30th.
All right. And they like to have, I know, about 3 weeks, it'd be nice to have all the teams in so that they can get things ready. So we're not too far away from that deadline.
We are not too far from that deadline. So if you're interested in golfing or sponsoring a hole, go ahead and give us a call, send us an email, and we can definitely set that up for you.
Beautiful. That's just absolutely perfect.
Yes.
All right. Well, Dina and Jamie and Allie, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us. We very much appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. And good luck in your ventures and remodeling. And and we shall chat with you again.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming again.